And right now, I'm very happy to welcome to our program Maya Katz and Suleiman Hadib, both members of the group Combatants for Peace. And Maya, an Israeli, and Suleiman, a Palestinian, are in the United States right now, touring various communities in our country, talking about the possibilities for peace. And it's stirring. I've heard members of the group before. We've had them on this program. I've met them in person as they've been on tour here in the U.S. Previously. And it really provides a lot of hope for the future in these many decades of Middle East conflict. Maybe first of all, I can introduce you both, Maya and Suleiman. And Maya, maybe you could say a word or two about how you came to be part of Combatants for Peace, having served in the Israeli Defense Force, and then seeking a different way forward to gain peace in your country and Palestine.
Okay. Hello, and thank you for having us in your show. I'm very happy to be here. And for me, it's a bit different story from Suli's, because I'm an Israeli, and Suli will tell his story. But as you said, I was an ordinary Israeli, and I wanted to serve in the IDF forces, so I joined the army at the age of 19. And it took me many years of long journey and long transformation to understand that there is another solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and there is another way, a non-violent way, to solve the conflict or the tension between the two peoples. But for each one of us, it's always personal, and the transformation is personal, and the journey is personal. So for me, as a Israeli that was brought up in a community that had leftist political views, so for me, the transformation was to start and getting to know Palestinians for the first time in my life, and also to see where what is my part in the system or in the violence in Israel. So I served in the army, and I was really, really sure that I am doing what is best for my country. But I was part of the circle of violence, so it took me a lot of time to understand that I must do things differently. And then after serving in the army and after being a security officer in Israeli Airlines in Paris, I decided that I have to do something differently. And then I joined Combatants for Peace to actually meet Palestinians and work with them together, because in Israel, the conflict is very, very active, but not many people in Israel deal with it every day. And for me, it was an opportunity to work with Palestinians, to get to know them and to act together in a nonviolent way in order to end the occupation. So I decided to join the movement. And for me especially, it's very job in the organization is to produce the joint Israeli-Palestinian memorial ceremony that we are doing each year in Memorial Day in Israel. And it's a very special and moving event when we invite bereaved families from Israel and bereaved families from Palestine to join together in this very sad and sacred day and to grieve together and also to find a bit of hope for ending the cycle of violence together. And I think that this very transforming event for many, many people who come and can go back after they choose to take part of this event. So this is, for me, the mission in Combatants for Peace.
Thank you for that, Maya. And if Suleiman's on the line, I can ask Suleiman Hadib, our other guest, a bit about what drew him to join Combatants for Peace. So maybe you can speak about your history in the conflict and what brought you to a different path towards a peaceful settlement.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Well, I have a long story. As I grew up in the conflict zone, I was born in Jerusalem, and my village called Hizma is 10 minutes from Jerusalem. My family still live there, and personally, I live in Ramallah since the last 10 years almost. Well, I'm one of the founders of Combatants for Peace, and this was a natural process and journey for me due to my background as an ex-political prisoner. I spent 10 years and a half in jail as a political prisoner from the age of 14 and a half. So I spent my teenager life in jail. Of course, before that, when I was 14, I involved in violent acts, and I used to think of one way of for the freedom of my people, which is throwing stones and cocktail Molotov and so on. So this was when I was 14. Through the jail time, as an organized group, we organized a non-violent action, mainly a hunger strike. So I was participating a few times in food hunger strike. When I was 15, we done that with other Palestinian prisoners for 10 days. Means 10 days, no food, just a lot of water and salt. And my last hunger strike with 4,000 Palestinian political prisoners was for 17 days. And that's a very exceptional experience in life that you can go through. And that every time we succeed to achieve many of our demands to improve the daily life in jail, you know, like more water, more food, and so on. And basically, that's how I opened my eyes to non-violent struggle rather than violence and what we call it armed struggle. And of course, in jail time as a political prisoner, I studied about Nelson Mandela as an inspiring personality. That will show us a lot of commitment and moral commitment to nonviolence and forgiveness to solve the conflict. And for me, I was inspired by also other examples in the history, especially we talk about Nelson Mandela, as I said, and Martin Luther King and Gandhi and others. I read a lot about of course, our history and also Jewish history, so I could, and I learned Hebrew in jail and English, so I could read the narrative of the conflict from different points of view. So I became a very committed person to nonviolence as a moral system and ideology more than because of practical reasons. So me and a bunch of my friends that were with me in jail, in the second intifada, decided not to join the Second Intifada and to advocate for nonviolent culture in the Palestinian society. And that led us later on to meet a bunch of Israeli guys that were in the army, and both arrived to the point and the result that there is no military solution for our conflict. So we met in Bethlehem for 1 year and a half, illegally, I would say, because it was illegal for Israelis to come to Bethlehem, and for us, we don't have permits to go to meet the Israelis in Tel Aviv, for example. So that was in the middle of the Second Intifada, 2005-2006. And that's how we came together, even though it was a lot of suspicious and misunderstanding and no trust. So we built a long journey, a trust between our group, both Palestinian and Israelis, and we came to form Combatants for Peace in 2006, April 2006, to stand together for change for both peoples, because in the end of the day, as ex-fighters that we tried the military solutions, both of us, we came to understand that just by joining hands and working together and adopting nonviolence and an equal basis and humanizing each other, that's how we see the new, if you want, conversation and the new narrative. Because all the other forms of solving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, it doesn't work until now, unfortunately. So for us, we are as a grassroots movement based on equality and balance from both sides. So, for example, there is like two directors and two coordinators and two treasurers in the organization. So everything based on balance as much as we can. We had six local groups. For example, Nablus Tel Aviv group, Beersheba Hebron, Jerusalem Bethlehem, and so on. So these local groups, they also decide what they want to do, activities in the ground. Of course, we share a lot of our personal story and our transformation from violence to nonviolent struggle. And that's a big, big thing personally and as a group also. Not easy. There are a lot of challenges, as you know, like within the group or outside in our environment, you know, our families, our people, both sides. There are also some people, you know, of course, not accepting the idea to work together with what's so-called between to practice the enemy. So that saying that doesn't mean that we will stop. We are aware of the challenges. At the same time, we know it's possible. And the experience of combatants for peace, after 10 years now, I can tell you it's possible to share and run this country together and learn and teach about patience and forgiveness and love, and also talk about difficulties and dreams of people. We need imagination to imagine different reality for us in Middle East. And next year we'll have 10 years of combatants for peace, so we'll have a big events for that next year. So we'll try to bring ex-combatants from different conflict areas in the world, and from Ireland and other areas, and to show to our people if we as ex-combatants can sit and work together, then everybody else can. And that's what we try to give this model and to have impact on the young generation from both Palestinians and Israelis, that the way to live, to change, to make peace there is basically working together and meeting each other, getting to know each other's stories, because, you know, like, unfortunately now, for example, if you ask the majority of Palestinians who are the Israelis, they know two kinds. One is the soldier that stopped them in the checkpoint. The second one is the settler. If you ask Israelis about Palestinians at these days, especially with the events back home, what about the Palestinians? They know a Palestinian with a knife. And this is not the majority. And we have to say that both our people, that's my belief, they want to live normally if they're giving a chance. And therefore, we decided to take our destiny into our hands and not to wait for whatever international, you know, bodies to come to solve our conflict. We are the people that suffer a lot and pay the price for this conflict and for this ongoing conflict. And therefore, we have to shift and to change. Right. The conversation and to change the reality, and I'm really optimistic with the whole complex that's around us.
Well, Suleiman, we don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to get your response and Maya's as well to the recent spike of violence we've seen in Israel-Palestine with 30 attacks on Israelis thus far in October. 8 Israelis have been killed. More than 20 Palestinians have been shot and killed, as we see daily in the headlines over recent weeks. Do you take any hope from a recent demonstration? I read about something wasn't prominently reported on in the United States all that much, but there were thousands of Israelis and Palestinians marching in together in Jerusalem, calling for peace, calling for an end to the violence and for real solutions to this decades-long problem between Israelis and Palestinians.
Yes, and the Combatants for Peace were the part of the organizers of this binational demonstration. And I must say that especially now in these difficult days when each people, each society goes to to its corner and not communicating to each other, so it's very powerful that we offer an alternative. And Combatants for Peace are here in Israel and Palestine on the streets demonstrating together. And this gives a lot of hope because right now all the Israelis are terrified and are very scared of what's going on, and the Palestinians as well. So we try to overcome the fear and become the alternative for the people and show them that even now, in the bad times that we are all in, we have hope because we are together, and we won't surrender to the violence, and it doesn't matter if it's from the Palestinian side or the Israeli side, because there is another way. And if we are on the in the streets together, so maybe the youth from Israel and Palestine will join us and see that there is another way of communicating our needs and fears and the wish for safety, both for Israelis and Palestinians.
Well, thank you for that, Maya. And before you go, I would just like to ask if you have hope in the future for an expansion of the peace movement in Israel. As I understand it, the peace movement has been marginalized in recent years, and that was seen, I suppose, with the re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu as Israeli prime minister. But do you have hope that there are changes afoot that would lead to a popular rejection of the direction the Israeli government has gone in for so long now, with expansion of the internationally illegal settlements and so on, that has sparked so much, conflict and violence?
Mm-hmm. I think that there is hope. This is why we approach the people, because the people, they are the ones that choose our leaders. But it won't happen in a day. We have to allow the people to meet Palestinians, the people in Israel, and we have to bring the day and change the leadership. But we also want to approach the people overseas, for example, here in the United States, because people everywhere in the world has something to have the chance to say something and change reality. So if each one of us will make an effort and become active and try to influence his community and his people, so maybe there will be a change. And especially in Israel, I do believe that people in Israel will understand that this solution that Netanyahu is offering us is not working. So we have to find another way to solve this conflict, and our partners are Palestinians, and we must accept it and work together.
Well, I want to thank you both. Thank you, Suleiman Khadib, and Maya Katz, both members of the group Combatants for Peace. You're on tour in the United States for how much longer, guys? How much longer are you going to be here in the U.S.?
We are now in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow we are speaking at George Mason University. The day after tomorrow we will be in the West Coast, San Francisco, until 25 October. So people can contact us. We are actually creating Friends of Combatants for Peace in the U.S. and doing also fundraising and awareness. We try to mobilize people from all kinds of communities in the U.S. in order to partnership with us, because we believe that we can't alone make the change.
Right.
We need people, especially in the U.S. As you know, like U.S. have a lot of impact on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. So please, for the people that want to be in touch with us, they can go to our Facebook and our website for all kind of communication and maybe donating and maybe inviting us to speak at their communities. We are open-minded to speak with all communities to come to them, and there will be next tours for Combatants for Peace soon here. So we wish people could, you know, go to our website and Facebook and, you know, support us and host us, and also even the one that maybe don't agree with us or whatever, we could have a friendly conversation.
Right.
As we said, we need to change the conversation itself.
Well,
the old methods, it doesn't work, and there is no zero-sum game of blaming each other forever. We have to live with each other. It's like no divorce of this kind of marriage. We have to manage, and that's the example we bring as Combatants for Peace. That's the model, and we wish to pass this model also to other communities, especially in America, that people can work together and for change, and this change will not come by itself. We have to do it. We have to make it.
Well, thank you both. Again, it's an inspiring story. I remember seeing members of the group several years ago, and they came to Connecticut. And myself and many others had such hope in our hearts after seeing the Palestinian and former Israeli combatants together talking about a different route to peaceful coexistence. It brought tears to many people's eyes, and I think it's the It's the reason that, you know, we can hope for a different future for that region of the world, and lots of lessons we can all learn wherever we live from the work that you are doing and the members of Combatants for Peace. What's the website our listeners can get in touch with you? What's the website that people can find more information?
People can look for us, Combatants for Peace, on Facebook.
Okay.
And the website is cfpeace.org.
cfpeace.org. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both again, and extend my good wishes and our listeners' good wishes to all the members of your tour that are going across the U.S. And best of luck on the rest. Have a safe journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Take care, Suleiman. Good night.
Thank you.
That was Maya Katz and Suleiman Khadib, both members of the group Combatants for Peace, Israeli and Palestinians, all former combatants in the long-running conflict between Israel and Palestine, touring the United States, talking about their message of peace and alternatives to attain that peace. And so happy that we could get them on the air. Thanks to John Humphreys for making the arrangements to get these two guys on the air with us this evening.